from KQED.
Tomorrow night, state utility regulators hold the first in a series of meetings to take in public input about overhauling the way they regulate natural gas pipeline operators. The first meeting takes place in San Bruno, south of San Francisco. 7 months after a Pacific Gas and Electric pipeline exploded there, killing 8 people and destroying 38 homes, the neighborhood is still devastated. Tara Seiler reports.
If you type the address 1110 Glenview Drive, San Bruno, into Google Maps, you'll see a modest, well-kept sage green home with a white car parked in the driveway. Don't be fooled. It's an old photo.
I know. I look at it sometimes. I do.
Chris O'Neill is standing with her husband, Gene, in front of their property. Lush green grass and even some wildflowers help mask the devastation where their house once stood.
It was a great house. We were happy here. We had 2 cats, 2 kids. I don't know. A nice, regular life.
The O'Neill's life has been anything but regular since the gas pipeline explosion burned their home to the ground. A federal investigation is still underway, but the 56-year-old pipe was riddled with faulty welds. The gas fueled the inferno for some 90 minutes because there was no automatic shutoff valve. The O'Neill's cats didn't stand a chance. Their 23-year-old twin daughters both suffered burns on their arms from the heat of the fireball. One will wear compression bandages for the next year.
You know, she says now she won't be able to wear a strapless wedding gown whenever she gets married, which hopefully won't be for a long time because she's only 23. But I don't know. I don't know what to say about it anymore.
Aside from worrying about her daughter, Chris O'Neill now spends hours every day itemizing her family's belongings for insurance and PG&E.
They're going to get an itemization of absolutely everything that I owned. Q-tips, toilet paper, cat litter. They're going to get it all. It's torture. It's mental torture.
Like many of their neighbors, the O'Neill family is in counseling. And after 7 months, they've come to a big decision.
We decided we're not going to come back. We're going to sell.
I mean, I can just look. There's my driveway. I came out the front door, and I looked down there, and the sky was filled with flames. And just, no.
The O'Neills say they couldn't bear to be reminded of their neighbors who didn't escape the fire, so they're taking advantage of a program set up by PG&E to buy out homeowners or pay for rebuilding. From his initial meeting, Gene O'Neill says it seems like the company wants to do the right thing, but the O'Neills are still adamant that someone at PG&E be held accountable for the disaster.
It seems like somebody ought to go to jail.
Somebody should go to jail. Somebody should lose their job.
I know so many people who work for PG&E, and they're hard workers, and a lot of them risk their lives, climb these poles in storms so your lights will go on. But on the flip side, you got the people running this company who, they knew this was a bad pipe. Maybe not this spot, but up this line, they knew. And they knew how old they were. And either way, you don't care.
A PG&E spokesman noted the investigation of the explosion is still underway, but that the company is already trying to incorporate lessons learned from the disaster, like installing more automatic shutoff valves. In San Bruno, PG&E is facing more than 60 lawsuits by residents like the O'Neills and neighbor Tina Pellegrini.
Let's see, let me show you. This is the front. As I said, we wanted a house that was going to be different from what we had.
Pellegrini is flipping through architectural plans for her new home that will be rebuilt kitty-corner to the O'Neill's property.
This is basically our dream house. It's 2 stories. It's got a nice big wraparound porch. It's got a nice...
Pellegrini says this should be an exciting project, but any enthusiasm is swamped by the emotional trauma of starting over.
There is so much to deal with when you lose absolutely everything. And not only are you trying to live a life, but you're trying to rebuild and restore and replace. And it's just, it's been horrible.
Pellegrini's family escaped the fire with no physical injuries. But she's in counseling, and she becomes visibly agitated when the topic turns to PG&E. She also reserves some anger for the regulators at the California Public Utilities Commission.
The CPUC should have been monitoring PG&E a lot more closely. That was their job. They had gotten money twice for that particular line to do fixes, upgrades, whatever their little project was. They didn't do anything, and then CPUC never came back and said, hey, what'd you do?
There's currently an independent review underway of the CPUC's internal workings. The agency's executive director, Paul Clannon, points out there were many technical audits of PG&E's operations over the years.
But look, there was an explosion of this pipeline system and 8 people were killed, the whole neighborhood devastated. Nobody who's involved in that can afford to think that what we were doing was sufficient. It clearly wasn't.
Back in San Bruno, one of the badly burned homes has just been demolished. Vice Mayor Michael Salazar says a majority of the residents are thinking of rebuilding here, but he understands if they choose to move on.
We talk a lot about the statistics of homes lost and lives lost, and we talk about regulations and fines and regulating pressures, but I mean, really, when you come up here and you see these homes, and you remember that, you know, there is a face to the tragedy, and it's really not something that we can resolve easily.
For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.